Night fell, but Flash remained wide awake. The unchanging blackness beyond the reach of his incandescent beams configured itself in his mind into forms of black dogs, black horses, and black cloaked men racing from the unknown darkness. The imagined forms carried a threat, and Flash tried to distract his mind from the phantoms. What could trigger this fear? Whatever it was, he felt certain he was not alone. For hours he peered into the darkness, and the demons of his own soul surfaced, filling him with dread. Outside the ship, nothing changed. By morning light, Flash had devised a plan. He would excavate some of the solids held in the ice, run tests on the rock, and get a sense of the makeup of the planet. The soft blue of morning brought a renewed sense of peace and hope. His fear had been unfounded. He ate a hearty breakfast thanks to the table of elements, gathered his tools, bundled up, and left the warmth and security of the TNI-2. The ice appeared opaque again in the light of day. Flash set about with a pickaxe in the location he had memorized during the long sleepless night. The brittle ice gave way, leaving a small crater, but loosening a chunk of blue crystal that clearly contained something. Flash placed this into a bucket, and the bucket into the TNI-2. He saw no signs of life, yet he could not escape the sense of something or someone else. He walked to the opening of the cave, feeling very small beneath its arches. The cloudless sky looked down on him, and he turned his gaze from it to the icy plain below. It stretched as far as his eyes could see. It sloped down away from him to the sea, many, many miles in the distance. Miles of snow, disturbed only by the wind, had quieted since the day before. Then Flash noticed something in the distance. Something large and black lumbered across the ice.